Blog Talk Radio.
Hit him! DJ Illwill.
Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. She a straight killer, Max Payne, Travis Porter, make it rain. Young Money Gang, put you on a team. All my bitches fly, put you on a plane. Hundreds in your face, why you broke, boy? Not from Shy City, but I make the Illinois. Let your pride go and walk it out. In the bank, and I'm only cashing large amounts. 1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do, do? 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, bitch. 7, 7, 8, 8, make that DJ ass
DJ Rockstar.
I'm Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. So fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. It's raining ass and titties. Yeah, ass and titties. If you ain't throwing money, mind your fucking business. Floss like the dentist, dentist to menace. Run with crazy niggas, probably get a life sentence. Sharper than attack, attack and bite you bitches. Swagger jacking, biting, I don't like you niggas. Life conscious rappers, mad cause we winning. Snug long nose, call it Scotty Pippen. Got like 200k large in the backseat of my car. Like the Alice, I go hard, motherfucker.
1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do, do? 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, bitch. 7, 7, 8, 8, make that
DJ
ass shake.
I'm Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. So fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance.
Make it clap. Make it clap. Make it clap. Make it clap.
Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? Good morning, wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, everybody? It's 6:12 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. People out here cleaning dishes and shit and washing and everything. So wake your ass up and shit. Get your house cleaned up and everything. Get your day in order and everything so you can have a good damn day. You know what I mean? I'm up this morning. Up too fucking early this morning, but somebody got to do this morning show and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's 39 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and believe it or fucking not, it is half-ass snowing out here. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all like, yeah, nigga, it's snowing everywhere and shit, but no, not in Vegas. And shit, we in the middle of the desert, so we getting a lot of this shit from Mount Charleston, you know what I'm saying? So we getting a lot of snow, and people think it's snowing, and that's just the snow blowing down from the mountain and everything, you know what I mean? So the high today is going to be 45 degrees, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you got to get out a jacket and shit because it's probably going to be windy because we are in the desert, you know what I'm saying? Once again, wake your ass up. It's your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. A lot of shit going on in the news. Of course, y'all know I was broadcasting from out there in California, Fort Irwin, California, you know what I'm saying, was out there on the military base. So big shout out to everybody that was out there that was logging in and everything, listening to me, you know what I mean? Big shout out to everybody that's logging in, listening now, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the East Coast because they'd have been up a couple of hours before us, so you know what I'm saying? They've been up on their grind. They grind a little bit ahead of us, you know what I'm saying? Out here, you know, they kind of sleep. Some of y'all kind of sleep on y'all grind out here, you know what I mean? And, you know, hell, the East Coast be up. They be the main moves and main money and shit, and we just not waking up, you know, talking about what we going to do, you know what I'm saying? But that's the luxury of being out on the West Coast because we don't have to deal with all that fucking snow that they out there dealing with. Them motherfuckers waking up to, like, 2, 3, 4 feet of snow. 2 or 3, 4 feet of snow. You ever have to get out in the morning and dig your car out of snow, out of a snowbank? Oh, hell no, that shit is nothing nice, you know what I'm saying? If you out there getting snow somewhere, you know what I'm saying, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? Let me know where you getting snow at. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We're going to be right back in just a minute after we get some act right, y'all.
This is another DJ Amen World Premiere.
Young California.
Amen. I'm going back to the bay. Rinse and peace, make drink. All I do is talk, yay. In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, make right. Act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right. Nigga playing games, get that act right. I'm going back to the bay. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'm a screen nigga, all I do is talk, yeah. Want me in your city, nigga, know they gon' play. I ain't looking for a free throw, looking for a free throw. Tripping lead chain on my neck, weigh a kilo. Nigga just violated, piss dirty to his T.O. On a real nigga scale, 1 to 10, you a 0. Damn, met a bad bitch, she was Creole. On the West Coast, but she said she from the N.O. Get your life change. Fuck a purse, you can get the Latin name. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas set up dope a gangbang. Me and Cash just to act right. Dean and a boy, you don't look right. In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, and act right. Act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right.
Free booze, riding in my Lamborghini with the dope man. Chicken cane with the stamp, might be the shit. I got a rooster in my Rari, might be your bitch. Said I pull up to this bitch and that Aventador. I make a bitch pass out, straight hit the floor. Said I never seen a car like that before. And what's that thing singing up? Said that's the door. I told YG I'ma go ride the whip, and you just hanging out the window, ghost ride the clip. I made my first $250,000 off the blow. He won a 9-piece chicken, took that to go. Now I'ma tell you like this. Motherfucker, listen. Kilo all day, motherfucker, I'm tripping. But if you run up on me, niggas thinking I'm slipping. Michael Jordan with a chopper, man, I hit you like pimpin', that ain't right.
In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right. Nigga playing games, get it act right.
Like an ordinary lion. Thinking I ain't gon' set this bitch on fire. No bias, the home of the ghost riding. Two tires, Susie get on beats and start riots. I'm ballin', no lying, they hatin', don't try it. Plus my homie snuck in with the iron, no injury like Mayans. Got my city with me, and we gon' melt this finish. Got a 100 racks stacked, that's no menace. Ballin' like 4-5, bustin' like a 4-finesse. Young G finna get the money till I'm finessed. Mismatching designers, I got finesse. Got these other rapping niggas switching up they image. Niggas think it's a game, niggas think I'm something that they could play out the bay. Finna be the hottest niggas since Stray. HBK told them that we gon' get money. While you in supper club, throwing up your rent money, huh?
In the club, got them bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, some act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, is it act right?
Going, going, back, back to the bank. Rest in peace to myself. I'm a fly nigga, nigga, I take your hoe. I have to leave it, she beat me like Coco. The devil talking to me, but I don't hear him. Like I'm deaf like Soto. Fuck you, fuck him, fuck them. Fuck my ex in the pool house. 100 bottles in the club, no reason. Niggas start tripping, boom, foul, dumb fiend. Fendi on my shoes, Fendi on my belt. I'm in the Finney store, I don't need help. All gold, everything like Trinidad. I went to high school with you, bitch, you Finney rap. I don't got money problems, I got trust issues. Two things I gotta stay with.
In the club, got some bottles on replay.
Honey,
tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, some act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is that act right? Act right, act
right.
Nigga playing games, get that act right.
Right. Yeah.
What's going on?
Got it, that's what we do, nigga. Street nigga shit, no amendment shit. A-Town shit, huh? Cali nigga to the motherfucking bay. What you say, huh? Rest in peace, Mac Dre. Yeah, you know what it is.
Young California.
Good morning to you, 6:19 a.m. out here. We doing it real big. Let's get this out. I know I've been getting a lot of calls from a lot of places, but I got a call in my queue. That's got so many fucking numbers on it, man. It's like I can't even count. This motherfucker must got 13, 14 numbers, so I know it's got to be from somewhere overseas. I honestly think this is my man Earl from Johannesburg, Africa. I don't know. I'm about to see. Let's find out who this is. Yo, who is this? You wake your ass up. Who is this calling me from long way the fuck over
there? Yo, my nigga, man. Poor L, man. From the motherland.
Who?
Yeah, oh, it's oh man, from South Africa.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, y'all, yeah, man, hey, y'all, check man. This out. Check, hold on, wait a minute, Earl. Let me do this right. Check this out. If y'all tuning in right now, okay, this is my man Earl. Me and Earl met on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? This is DJ Somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So me and him been back and forth, been talking, and been supporting each other, and this and the other. This man lives in Johannesburg, Africa, all right? So he is calling in all the way from Johannesburg, Africa. Man, what the fuck is going on out there? What is it? Ain't it Thursday out there? Hello? Oh, don't tell me we lost it. Earl, I gotta put Earl back on hold, man, and everything. I think we did lose it, but he gonna come back, y'all, and everything. You got your boy Batman up in here. This number is so damn long. I told y'all he's calling from Johannesburg, Africa. This is the first on the morning show. This and the other. That's just letting y'all know how far the fuck I'm being heard. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Earl and everything. You know what I mean? But we got to keep this shit pushing. Shit, you should have hold the fuck on, hell. You know what I mean? So we got to keep this shit pushing. You know what I mean? 39 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The high is going to be 45. In today's news, Beanie and Cecil, a.k.a. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, is planning a wedding at the Palace of Versailles. Ain't this by the bitch. You know what I'm saying? I guess his bank account has extended to where, you know, she says, yes, I will marry him. We will have $10 million and my $50 and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, fit for a queen, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are planning their very own royal wedding of sorts. The famously over-the-top couple have set their sights in France-famed Palace of Versailles for their very for their much-anticipated nuptials and new issues on us reveals. Okay, then. So they're gonna really keep this going all the way up, you know, take it to the top. It's all good. It says Kanye has never been married. He had no shit. He ain't ready to get married now, not to her, but wants a big wedding. And sources tell us, whoever the fuck us is, but I'm telling y'all, a bound to rapper 36 who has a 6-month-old daughter, North, with his fiance, as another issue. They are not working with a budget. Ooh, okay, so everything goes, huh? Okay, indeed, West seems to live on a motto, go big or go home. When he proposes to Kim, or when he proposed to Kim in October, he had a 50-piece orchestra and rented out San Francisco's AT&T Park, which lit the words, "Please marry my punk ass," on a giant screen TV. Man, that's something. Okay, then. I hear you, player. Like you said, go hard or go home and shit. You just need to take your ass home because y'all full of shit. That's what the fuck it is. Listen, man, I got my man back on here. I'm going to let him do some talking this time and everything. Yo, Earl, what's going on? You back, man?
Yeah, man, I'm here, man. My network coverage out here, man, it's messed up, man.
It's all good. It's all good, man. Tell everybody who you be and where you calling from.
I'm calling from South African Soweto, you know, from the hood. You know, I'm out here now, you know. I'm at my mama crib right now because, you know, I'm out of school right now. You know, we down and shit, planning on vacation to the city, you know. Yeah, so I'm out here with her. Chilling tonight, man.
Okay. Now, don't you have an event coming up out there? Don't you have an event coming out there? Did you already do it?
Next year, I'm planning because I'm at City Varsity right now doing professional acting for camera. So I want to come through to the United States, you know, to do my business and shit, you know.
Right.
Continue with my college shit, you know, because I'm doing second year next year.
Okay.
So I'm depending on, you know, I'm an artist, all the talk, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Okay.
You know, we
can't
do this with full shit. What is it?
Right. Now, what is it that you do? Aren't you a DJ,
what
too?
What do I do? So, yeah, I promote for clubs like Taboo, the capital city in Sanson. You know, I promote for clubs like that. You know, we do gigs, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do, man.
Okay. Now, aren't you a DJ also?
Yeah, I'm also a DJ. I get in there and there, you know what I mean? Even also, I produce my own beats and stuff like that, you know? I'm working on my career as we speak right now, you know? It's like I take each and every, step every day, you know, just to build myself as a young artist.
Wow.
You feel me, man?
Now, tell me about, since we got you on the phone right now, man, because I'm going to take this opportunity like a motherfucker. Tell me about how hip-hop is taken out there where you're at out there in Africa.
Like United States music hip-hop. Somebody that our hip-hop here in South Africa.
Do you get a lot of hip-hop out there?
Yeah, we got a lot of hip-hop this side, like El Tito. Miles, you got a lot of young, fresh niggas out here. Even niggas who's not out here yet, you know what I mean? Like my boys, you know, KB, KE, you know. Like, there's a lot of niggas out here, man. You know?
Okay.
You know, everything is slow inside, you know. Like, you're slow with the networking and stuff like that. But, a lot of artists are trying to get out there, you know, and be just like y'all. Because, you know, you guys motivate this big time.
Right, man. But like I said, man, we're going to have to make sure that, we get those artists out here, man, you know what I'm saying, to get them on the radio and everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely network with you to get you out
man,
so we could do some shows. I know you was telling me about coming out there doing some shows, man. What is it like? You were saying if I came out there and did a show, bug some of my artists and we get with some of your artists, you're saying that you can bring 8,000 people to this event.
Yeah, I can even bring in, more, because, you know, I know a lot of, cats this side, you know, they got fan base, and, we connect together, we make a proper gig and stuff, you know what I mean? That's how I believe, can make it, you know, could be, collaborating and stuff like that.
Right, right, exactly, exactly. That's what we're talking about, man. Bringing that. Now that's really bringing the collaboration, man. That's this man. We cross country pimping because you way out there, man. You way out there in the motherland.
You know, like I got the connections inside. I can deal with that. You know what I mean? You know, I want to eat.
Okay. Yeah, without a doubt, man. We all go eat, man. We are all going to eat. Listen,
yeah.
Y'all, if y'all just start tuning in and sitting in, I'm talking to my man Earl. Earl, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's KOBEDI.
Okay. I can spell it, nigga. How do you pronounce it?
Oh, Kobedi.
Okay, he's Kobebe. All right, so big shout out to my man Earl Kobebe. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad he called in. You know what I mean? He gonna roll with us with the show.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put you on hold for a minute, Earl, so I can pay some bills, brother, and I'll be right back to you. And then the other, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. Damn, y'all, I got Soweto Africa on the motherfucking phone. Ain't this my best boy? You know, Fat Man just be doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's rolling, you know what I'm saying? Now, that's some shit to wake and bake on, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And that's one thing we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about and see what the fans might be listening. Let me quit talking and shit. They'll be getting me for international pimping and this, that, and the other and everything. Did the nigga just hang up? Boy, I just told him, man, hold on. I told him to be right. I would be right back, hold on, and everything. My goodness, you know what I'm saying? So, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct this morning, you know what I mean? At 6:29 a.m. live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all, we are reaching places that we ain't never reached before with a fucking radio show. That just go to show you, that my dick is too bomb, you know what I'm saying?
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Digging it down,
digging it down.
Throw on my face, let her sit where I smile.
Sit where I smile.
In the bedroom, it ain't no room.
Ain't no room.
Running that pussy like it got on shoes.
What?
Make her shoot it first like Kobe. When I'm done, do the beat it up, dance like Jody.
Hey.
Have ass making tacos, cleaning the shit.
Cleaning
do you
shit.
Fuck other girls?
Huh?
Pleading the fifth.
What?
Hold up. Don't be asking no questions.
No questions.
And what the boy be about?
Hold up.
Don't let me catch you with another nigga though.
What?
I might start choking you out.
Yeah,
I'm stroking you out. Beating
yeah.
it, eating it slow.
Yeah,
I'm keeping it wet like I'm selling the shirt.
Selling the shirt.
Stroking your nipples while I play with the hoe. And yeah, we doing it bare. You better take all the spine.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
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 But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Put it all in her tummy. She on my dick like black people in Gin and Rummy.
Hey.
Ay, stop calling to see about me. She turned a friend, he crazy, he got a G about me. Stat a pussy like a knife fight. Disrespectful with the dick, I'm what your wife like. I'm on the corner maintaining the shit. She pull up like, nigga, you out here slanging that shit. Yeah, that. And if I hold out on her, she want a bread bag. Test a nigga like she gone, where her head at. And eat that pussy pipe down, nigga, head crack. You mad, I got her under my spell cause you trap. She be rolling with a nigga cause I rap. Put that dick in so far she burst like yo bad.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
I'm
I'm going all out,
all out.
He got that good dick,
ball out.
The dick so big, he don't fall out. Fuck me so good, make me crawl out.
Crawl out.
I need that ASAP. I see them bitches in the club trying to take that.
Bitch?
My pussy so good, make them pass that. What I look like, let another bitch had at. You better hit my line, boy. It's nighttime, I'ma take it like a crime, boy. That dick all in my mind, boy. The way I ride, make it bust like a nine, boy. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb. 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 Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
You got your boy Fat Man coming up to you. Coming straight to you live or die. Wreck from Las Vegas, Nevada, 6:33 a.m. Wake your ass
me,
up,
Chris, you don't want to mess with drugs.
Man,
I tried them once. Big mistake. Things got way too real.
Big shout out to my man Earl Okibi. You know what I'm saying? From all the way out there. And let me get this right. Okay. Like I said, Johannesburg, Africa, you know what I'm saying? I just posted it up on my wall, you know what I'm saying, so y'all can get a feel of what's going on. All you other internet morning shows, y'all know who the fuck I'm talking to. Step your fucking game up, you know what I'm saying? This is shit, this is crazy, you know what I mean? Hold on, he had called back and everything. Let's see if we get him back on the phone and everything. Yo, Earl, you there?
Yeah, man, I'm here, man.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I just had less luck, man. Start asking me. Yeah,
man,
so okay,
this is,
man.
Man, this is...
I'm with my boy, and the people don't care now, dog.
This is crazy, man. This is crazy, man. So listen, what time is it over there? What day is it over there?
It's the same time as yours, but it's in the afternoon now, man.
Okay. So it's 6:35 in the evening over there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen. I hear you sitting around there. You got any of your homeboys around you?
What, man?
I said you got any of your homeboys sitting around you?
Yeah. My boys are here, man. They be going crazy. You wanna talk and shit like that.
I know. Put one of them on the phone. Put one of them on the phone.
Yo, hold on. Yeah.
Yo, what's up, son?
What's going on, man? Who is this?
Not much, man. I mean, so way too. This is popping, son. You need to clean your ass here, son.
Man, look here, man.
I'm trying to get there.
I'm trying to get there as soon as possible, man. Man, look here. I want you to let Las Vegas, Nevada, over here in America, you get your shout out and let everybody know who the fuck you be, man. Go ahead, do your thing.
Yo, man, in the hood, everybody call me my presser. Now, I mean, that means I push and I press, son. I got shit going on in South Africa, son. That's where you need to be. that nigga's crazy.
Look here, man. Everybody is logging on right now because it's like everybody know. I done made a post. That you know that I got Johannesburg, man, in the damn building and this, that, and the other, man. Y'all gonna roll with me for the rest of the show, so y'all might as well just sit back. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put y'all on hold, man. We'll be right back. I gotta pay these bills, man, and put everybody up on this news and everything like that. So just hold on. I ain't hanging up on you. Just hold on, all right?
We're gonna run out of airtime, bro. We're gonna run out of airtime.
Okay.
So
well, I'll tell you what. Y'all go ahead and give y'all a little shout outs for y'all get up out of here.
Like to send a shout out to my nigga Weezy Tyler, to you, man. You know what I mean? On all your team, you know, Ahala, Cali Brown, you know, Freeway, man, you know, Ricky Ross, he's talking, yeah.
Man, look here, man. I got people sending shout-outs to y'all, man, from all over, from the East Coast, man. We got Tara on the line. She giving her shout-outs. She got Denver, Colorado, giving they shout-outs. You got Atlanta, Georgia, man, giving they shout-outs. You got California, Detroit in the house, you know what I'm saying? Mount Clemens, Michigan in the house. They say, hold on, they're telling me to say XPLAZTAZ to y'all. What is that?
How let them pilot and follow me on Twitter at XML/Gobetti and on Facebook, El Gobetti, you know.
Okay. What is XPLAZTAZ or whatever? The XPLAZTAZ, a group. What's XPLAZTAZ out there?
Hey, man.
That's your group? What group? I guess that's a group out there.
Group
I don't know,
like
Tyra. Shit.
Our group is for Silver Boys Entertainment. We got another one, Treasure Hunt Entertainment, you know. But you're
okay.
Not registered yet. We're still coming, though. You know, we can come in.
Okay. Hold on, man. Somebody want to shout y'all out. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Yo, Tara.
What? Oh. Hey, it's
Tara,
a,
you
it's
on
a,
the line?
Out there, he was in a group called the X-Plasters. He got killed, and that's when Kilimanjaro erupted. As soon as he died, they killed him.
Okay, well,
erupted. I can't remember his name. I'm trying to Google it. But he was out cold.
Okay, well, the call dropped. He probably going to call me back and just send the other and everything. What's going on with you today, sweetie?
Nothing much. I'm glad to hear them. I be kicking it with my African homies on Facebook all the time. They so raw, and they be cracking me up. They be like, find me a woman. I be like, dude, I ain't got a gang of bitches in the car.
That's why they like, you need to bring your ass out there and this, that, and the other. That's
yeah.
It. I ain't gonna go out there, y'all gonna keep my ass and shit and this, that,
yeah.
And the other. And like, oh, okay. You know? But I love them to death, you know what I'm saying? That just let people know how far the internet goes. Step your internet radio game up, all you other whack-ass internet radio shows, and they know who the fuck I'm talking to, and it's sitting here. You got nothing to talk about me. We making moves, you know what I'm saying? We're reaching people. The morning show does more than just talk shit and put shit out on the street. We try and give people the untold story, the behind-the-scenes story, and this, that, and the other. This is why we call it the nigga news, you know what I'm saying? So I guess our nigga news executive is on the line already and everything. Miss Tara and everything. What's going on with you, sweetie?
Oh, man, I got to tell you. I've been in this. Somebody added me to this group on Facebook called Relationship Talk. And these people don't talk about relationships. They talk about each other. If somebody say, why is it that a man likes a woman? Somebody will come in and say, well, see, the white man made the black woman, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, what does that have to do with anything? And it's like the dudes blame either the white man or the women for feminism or being a woman, or I don't know what it is, but these men be in there going ham on these women, call them all kind of dirty, skip, scop, scallywags. And, you know, I ain't the one. So when they came to me, I raped the whole group. You know what I mean? To the point where they tagging me in posts. So I found the nastiest bumping field festive vagina and posted it on the thread. Somebody want to tag me in a little thread and try to be funny. So I posted the nastiest vagina. So if you keep coming back to look at this thread, you like this picture. So somebody reported me, had a little few problems with my Facebook account, but I got like four of them. So it's really nothing. It's called Avenues, nigga. A monkey don't stop no show. It just star in them. You know, and that just goes to the fact that people will try to throw wrenches in your way. You know what I'm saying? They probably came to my page and seen that my show was debuting yesterday, so they probably did a little, you know, a little hocus pocus. But I got the abracadabra, so it's nothing. I went and kept on did what I had to do. You know, I got several Facebook profiles and about 20 emails. If I don't like that one, I can make another one, nigga. You ain't stopping nothing. You know.
Okay. Now listen, you started your show yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was trying to get the gist of how to make the the user for interface work, and it took me a minute to get it, but I figured it out because I couldn't figure out how to do a test show. So I just went on live, but I got a phone call in, and I broke down what the characters are, and I got a new kid. We formed a new character called Starkeem, Rakeem, and it's a character called Starkeema, and she's like one of them uppity chicks who married herself. She thinks she got the best weed, but her lace front is all wrong, and you know what I'm saying? And she got a twin brother named Starkeem, and he been to jail so much, he institutionalized, so everything somebody asks him, he gives them either a Bible verse or something out the Quran or something out the AA book, or the big book, or you know what I mean? Just all these references to stuff that's got to do with jail. And the whole 1-800-COMPLAIN.com character is because characters are because I wanted to write a book on the condition that I see in a lot of black families, you know what I mean? And I can't talk about anybody else's family. I can talk about the people I know and the families I know. And you have these personalities. And it's something in personality classification. You have these different children, like the hero child, the scapegoat, and a few more others. But everybody in the family plays a role. So with the Joneses, and, you know, I named it that because people be trying to keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses are the epitome of all these people that live in this big house. And they complain about each other all day. You know what I mean?
Okay.
of them. They just all complain. And then people come over their house to complain. And I got a little homie that rap named Trill. And we're going to name him Keem Homie Trill because, you know, you got homeboy Rich Homie Quan. And we were talking about how he came up with the name. He was like, that's somebody. He probably was hanging out with a nigga named Rich. And they was like, that's that nigga Rich Homie Quan. So we're going to have Keem Homie Trill. You know, and he's a metaphorist. He's a metaphorist. This kid can come up with metaphors so quick. He be rapping, he be stunning me so much because he's so quick with it. So we decided to give him a character. And my husband plays the character Ray Ophus's best friend Melvin. He looks a lot like Craig. So it's kind of, we do things that Craig and somebody in the hood would do. You know what I mean? Like we have conversations about random bullshit and women and, you know, going to, each character has a persona, and they talk about different things. I got one named Pimpisha. She, Pimpisha pimps ink pens, nigga, that's all I do. I pimp pens. You know what I'm saying? But her vice is every time she steals an ink pen, she feels compelled to steal it.
Wow.
And then she'll be like, you know the game, your pen chose me.
Right. Well, listen, tell everybody what time your show comes on.
It's going to be every Tuesday at 12:30. So far, I got two more episodes coming up. The next episode will be Tuesday at 12:30 on the, I got a calendar. Hold on. Oh, well, if today was Tuesday, yesterday was Tuesday, I guess I could have 7 days and it'd be the 10th, huh? Duh.
Right. Yeah, right.
Tuesday at 12:30. Yeah, Tuesday at 12:30. I'm going to have, somebody can call in and they can speak to any one of the characters. That's why I got a new Facebook page called Starkeema Jones. And if somebody wants to get, they can, I'm going to be introducing the mind of the characters by posting their pictures all week. So to get into the mind of how they think, you know, that's just like this morning I posted Ray Ophus and he said something about wake up Negroes, but it's going to be spelled like it said. Like if he say Negroes, it's going to be spelled K-N-E. You know, G-R-O-W-S.
Right.
We're all, it's 1-800-COMPLAIN.com where all the answers are wrong.
Okay. Well, listen, y'all make sure you post that up because I know you posted it up on my wall yesterday, all the characters and everything. I mean, the other day. Make sure you post up your site to the wall, sweetie. I'm going to put you on hold and everything. We're going to be right back and everything with more. My girl, Tara, we got my man Earl back on the line. I see we got my man Khalil Brown on the damn line, y'all. We doing it real big out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Everybody up, getting ready to go to work, y'all. It is a Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, fucking 39 degrees out here, 6:46 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. This song goes out to my man Earl and all his little homies out there, you know what I'm saying, because they up calling me. Shit, damn near a whole nother day. Now, half a day is gone out there. It's 6:46 a.m. out here in Las Vegas. It's 6:46 p.m. in fucking Johannesburg, Africa. So this goes out to them, my little niggas out there doing their damn thing, being grimy out there in Africa. In Africa, we're going to be right back, y'all, with more of the morning show.
I'm a rapper. for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga.
First thing first, out of all my niggas, this rap shit crackin', I broke my niggas. You lookin' for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sellin' for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on thing. Got a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talkin' like a snitch, no, it ain't my nigga. He trippin' off a bitch, no, it ain't my nigga. Take a nigga K shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas.
Fuck them other niggas, and I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside out there with my niggas, and they ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga,
dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case with my nigga. Drink that act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Who got the
yellow? Don't matter. Don't
feel it. I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, my nigga get a plate. And I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga. And I ain't going in there trying to leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe what a nigga. But I want enough room, cause I keep with my niggas. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Believe it, I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my
nigga, my nigga,
my
Hey, dawg, what up?
Huh?
Hey, who this is?
Who this is?
Hey, wait, what up, dawg?
Huh?
Hey, dawg, can I holler at you for a second, player?
Who it is?
Hey, check this out, dawg. I ain't trying to be fun or bust your bubble or nothing, dawg.
Who?
Hey, dawg, it's my girl over there, dawg.
Who it is?
Hey, dawg, it's my girl over there, man.
Huh?
Hey, dawg, it's my girl over there, man. Hey, dawg, I know... Tell her I love her, dawg. I seen over your crib, dawg. What happened, though? I ain't trying to call your house with no mess or nothing, dawg.
I believe you got the wrong number,
no,
man.
No, dawg. Who this is? This Melvin, dawg.
Yeah.
I got the right number, dawg. I found your number in her purse, dawg. Hey, dawg. Check this out.
Wait a minute. Who is your girl?
Lestine, dawg.
Who?
Lestine, dawg. You know my girl name, dawg.
Lestine.
Hey, dawg. Check this out. Tell my girl to come home, man.
I don't even know her, man.
Check, dawg, I seen her in your car, dawg.
In my car, I ain't even got no car.
Well, whoever car y'all was in, dog, this is all I need to know, Mib. Is you hitting it, dog?
Hitting what, man?
My good, dog.
No, home, dog, you got the wrong one.
No, dog, you the dude, dog.
No, you got the wrong one.
You ever seen a dude in a green Cadillac ride up and down your street?
Green Cadillac?
See, I see you, dog. You don't be seeing me, dog. My girl just straight up be disrespecting me, dog. I ain't trying to have it, dog. Tell her to come home, dog.
No, man, I'm at my mama's house. I don't even know what's happening.
Check this out. I live with my mama now, too, dog.
I don't know what's happening, though. Who is this?
Dog,
you still ain't told me who you was.
Hey, dog. Hey, check this out, dog. And you can tell me this. My girl got a tattoo up on her breasts, dog. She got a nickname on it. Stank Booty.
Huh?
She got her nickname Stank Booty on her breast, dog.
I don't even know her.
Dog, you know my girl, dog.
I don't know no Celestine.
Dog, Celestine, put on the phone, dog.
I ain't nobody here but me, man.
Hey,
I'm dog,
I ain't trying to be funny.
To pick me some breakfast.
Dog, I ain't trying to be funny, call your mama in the house, but it's going to be me and you when I see you, dog. All
right.
Let me speak to your mama now.
She ain't him.
Dog, it's going to be me and you, dog. I'm going to put my foot so up your tail, your breath going to smell like shoe polish, dog. I'm going to get you, dog.
That's all right. That's all right.
Uncle Melvin.
Huh?
This is Rick.
I know.
You know what's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man. I be telling y'all, my phone be doing some old tripped out ass shit. 6:53 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Big shout out to my man, D. Jones out there in Denver, Colorado. He was saying, what did he say? He said that stop talking about our 46 degree. Stop talking about your 46 degree weather. It is minus six. Yeah, no shit in fucking Denver, Colorado. Yeah, minus 6 degrees below zero. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because y'all got like how many inches of snow? Y'all got like 2 feet of snow or something like that. Y'all got to dig y'all asses out of there. See, that's the reason why I moved the fuck out of Detroit, Michigan. Big shout out to Detroit. I love my people out there. But fuck all of that snow. Waking up in the morning, you gotta unthaw your car. You gotta get up at 4:30 in the morning just to start warming your car up, so you could leave at 6 o'clock. Ain't that about a bitch? And that's sitting here, you in the house in the bed, and your car out there running and shit like that. There, you know what I mean? That's how I go, y'all. That's how I go. 6:55 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, you got your boy Fat Man. It's the morning show. Wake your ass up, get your ass up, and get your day started and everything like that. For my morning waking bakers, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that like to get up and have that little toast before you go, you know, go to work or something like that. That little smoke and that coffee and everything like that. Well, studies show that in marijuana, it says, toke up on mold, insects, and manure. Okay, all right, you know what I'm saying? This is Good Morning America information minute, you know what I'm saying? It says, some may taunt marijuana as safe recreational drug with the valuable medical properties, but toke up your joint and it's likely to contain mold, pesticides, and even dead insects, according to researchers. And at the University of New York, Haven in Connecticut, in their genetic studies of marijuana, the research found that a variety of nasty byproducts in the plant, okay, fungi, mildew, and other such bacterial contaminants as E. coli and salmonella. Okay, that's, I guess, well, everybody know when they smoking weed, they smoking mold anyway. You know what I'm saying? And actually, from what I hear, the more mold, the more mold on the shit, the better the shit, better the shit is. I guess, you know, we smoking bugs. Well, shit, half of us at the house is smoking roaches and shit that they got in your weed and this, that, and the other when you sit it on the phone and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hell, y'all know y'all done crunched up some dead-ass roach that's been in there and everything. You smoked the fuck out of that roach and everything and been high in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know about E. coli and salmonella. I don't know. Once you put some fire to the end of that motherfucker, I think you would burn up all of that shit by the time it gets to you. Okay, it says much of it could be seen with the naked eye on the surface of the plant. Yeah, no shit. That's hairs, red hairs, kush, bubblegum kush, all that good shit. Said Heather Miller Coyle, a forensic botanist an associate professor at the university, okay, who has built a DNA database of different types of marijuana. Really, Heather? Okay, Heather. All right. You got a database of different types of shit, okay, that has helped federal law enforcement learn where illegal pot growers and dealers get their product. All right. She has snitched and she has turned her attention to public health and is urging states where marijuana is legally to be passed strict certification laws. So, you know what I'm saying? So marijuana is a controlled substance that is illegal under federal law, but in states where it is passed legally for medical purposes, there is limited testing, and the testing is done for the medical potency, not purity. Everybody, other medicines out there is controlled but monitored for quality and not administered in a smokable format. All right, that's NBC. Now that comes from NBC News. So, in other words, like you said, when you get sticks and bricks and shit, you know what I'm saying, and this, that, and the other, ain't no telling what the fuck, you know, your weed, man. I know everybody who grew up in the 70s and 80s and this, that, and the other, when the person had some whack-ass weed, they would go to as far as spraying perfume on it and shit, like you wasn't going to tell that that shit was perfume, your girl's perfume and all that bullshit on it and everything, and you like, okay, you know, all right. So I think everybody done smoked a little bit of something crazy. And some marijuana, you know what I'm saying, everything. In other news, in local news, it says Mayweather hints name for next foe could come this week. All right. So Mayweather is, you know, Grand Rapids State, you know, unbeaten U.S. fighter Floyd Mayweather hinted that the identity of his next foe, speculated to be Brian Amir Khan, could be revealed this week. In a report Tuesday, on the M Media Group website, Mayweather, home state of Michigan, Mayweather is quoted as saying last week that this week could be a big one. Okay, no shit. Asked about the fight, his future on November 27th, Mayweather said, next week, I'm looking forward to the next week. Okay. But as for me right now, I'm not thinking about boxing. Nah, he probably sitting back smoking some of that weed that got roaches and manure and mold and shit and everything. That's why he ain't thinking about no damn boxing and shit. Yeah, I ain't worried about that. Hell, you see Snoop bust his ass out on the awards and shit. He was like, yeah, I see Money Mayweather. Come on in the back, man, during the break. We go sit back and smoke out and this, that, and the other. Everybody looked at him and shit, and referees was walking around it with drug piss test bottles and shit, scared him. Scared him all at the motherfucking BET Awards, everything. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 7 a.m., y'all, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. If you want to hit me up and holler at me, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, y'all. So I'm going to play. We're going to go on pay some bills, and I'll be back in just a little bit, y'all, all right? All right, then.
anticipating what you would do to me, what you gonna do to me.
Oh. You've been saying all night long that you couldn't wait to get me all alone. What you gonna do to me? Don't talk about it, see if I'm. Let me see, let me see, let me see. Girl, I can't wait to get you home. Talk a good game, man. Come on, holler about what you gonna do to me. Quit talking yeah. about it, see if I'm. Let yeah. me see,
yeah. it's believing.
Yeah. Let me see.
Got on all my ice, talking cash. Been ballin' all my life, Lamborghinis, fast whips. She down to ride and deserves a boss who down to provide. We run the streets but on G5s, I'm talking fly. Boots and blue jeans, Cartier, newer rings. You with a big boy, so we do the big things. Had the valet parking, Chanel hoodie on. Looking like Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman on wanted. She on my wanted poster, Ciroc and my mimosa. I'm ballin' like LeBron, we shopping in Milan. The 458 Ferrari, I park it on the lawn. I let her meet my tongue, she blew up like a bomb. The sex is so explosive, her stuff is supersonic. She my new addiction, I swear I'm through it. Rosé and Usher Raymond, girl, we the hottest. Rockin' the most ice, I say we the hottest.
You've been saying all night.
You know what I mean? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show, y'all. We just up in here going through the morning news and everything. Of course, y'all know this is the holiday season. All you ladies out there shopping and everything, you know, people out there doing their Christmas shopping. Big shout out to all my Sagittarius out there. You know, we're going to be turned up this month, you know what I'm saying, because my birthday is coming up. So happy birthday to my damn self. Happy birthday to everybody that's out there celebrating a birthday, you know what I'm saying, getting ready to celebrate a birthday. Or if your birthday is today, and we're going to get into our birthday shout out in just a minute, you know what I'm saying? But everybody's out there shopping and doing their thing. You ladies, y'all got to be careful. Stop texting into these cell phones and not paying attention to where you're going and where and who's around you and this, that, and the other. Of course, let me remind you, they got this shit going on called the knockout game where they run up and just sock your ass for no fucking reason at all and knock your ass out, take your shit or whatever and everything like that. So you got to be careful of that, especially around about this time of the season, this time of year, because guys are out there and they taking and they playing for keeps, all right? So you got to be careful. Be alert. Know where you're at. Know you notice your surroundings. Put the phone down. Stop walking and texting. I know I'm bad for doing it too. You know what I'm saying and everything. And you know, so y'all make sure y'all be aware of that. Be aware of all the holiday scams. You know what I'm saying? And you know every that's a report. Oh, that nigga done gone too far. You know what I'm saying? That's one of them damn things. And this and the other. So y'all be careful of the holiday scams and this and the other, because there's some scam artists out there for your ass. And this, you know what I'm saying? So you know in entertainment news today, Tyrese mourns the death of Paul Walker, who tragically lost his life in the car crash on Saturday. Nah, don't get me wrong, Tyrese. I can understand that was your boy and all, and this, that, and the other. But you asked the questions like, "How come it wasn't you?" and this, that, and the other, and you crying and stuff like that, and you crying like you and this man was more or less a little more closer than everybody is you know you portraying and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Jews call it, you know, he might be a little finagler. You know what I'm saying? He might have a little finagler in him, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It says Tyrese Gibson, who starred in numerous Fast and Furious films alongside with Paul Walker, visited the crash site Saturday to pay his respects to his friend and late co-worker. Gibson can be seen clearly overcome by the as he pays tribute to Walker, who is being mourned by others at the makeshift memorial. As Gossip Cop previously reported, Walker died in a car crash north of Los Angeles on Saturday while sitting in the passenger seat of a Porsche driven by Roger Rodas, the CEO of the actor's company, Always Evolving. You know, Gibson is the co-star of the last film in the franchise, Fast and Furious 7, which is being delayed, not canceled, in the wake of Walker's tragic passing. Okay, man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody going out and paying their respects, you know what I'm saying? That's what they're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go out and pay our respects to everybody, you know what I'm saying, and everything. That's showing support, you know. It says, in other entertainment news. Now, I haven't been following a lot of news lately in this and the other because, you know, of course, we've been out for the holiday and everything. Now, this is what I want to talk about. It says DPD investigating HBK beatdown in robbery. Now, some rapper out there in the D was supposed to got knocked out or whatever. Violent clash between Detroit rappers fight caught on video is going viral. Okay, so, I don't know what's going on and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, something went on. Somebody got jumped or something. I like that out there, and they're trying to bring, you know, trying to say, hey, can't we all just get along and this and the other? We can, but you know how it is when you're doing this music in the hood and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I got a question. I mean, so you know, we gotta learn how to work together as artists. You know what I'm saying? And some people can't do that. Some people can. You know, we always gonna have a bad apple. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. So you know, now they say, you know, they're investigating the robbery of the rapper and all of that. I'm trying to get some news on it, get some literature on it and everything like that for you guys. You know what I'm saying? It's 10 minutes after 7 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Big shout out to everybody that got a birthday today, you know what I'm saying, or a birthday tomorrow or something like that coming up. I know I got some birthday. I know I got a birthday coming up. Hell, my son's birthday is coming up. My youngest son's birthday is coming up. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Pastor. They did the Powerhouse radio interview and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what trips me out? You know, don't get me wrong. Big shout out to everybody that's doing their damn thing. But, you know, don't nobody never fucking call me for a fucking interview. You know, I'm always putting motherfuckers up on game and shit and everything and turning motherfuckers on. And other radio stations look at me and, oh, okay, that fat man doing his thing. And this and the other shit. I want a motherfucking interview too. You know what I'm saying? But now I guess that's the way it is in this game. Maybe y'all not ready for my interview. That's what the fuck that is. Y'all not ready for the fat man interview. I guess I'm too motherfucking raw, so keep it that motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? Keep your motherfucking interview. I interview my damn self. I interview myself interviewing myself. Nah, fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? So, big happy birthday to Barbie Armstrong. She's 41 years old today. Happy birthday to Tangi Diva Detroit Page 2 Parker. Y'all in these names and shit. Katrina Gomez, you know what I'm saying? She's 25 years old today. Rolando Ocha, okay? Big shout out to you, player. Happy birthday. Crystal Thankful Full Figured Diva. Yeah, mommy, I feel you. And my man Henry Drew, he's 34 years old today. Happy birthday. Nikki Smith, she's a birthday girl today. And another page for Tangi Detroit, Diva Detroit Parker. Happy birthday to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. All right. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. It is 7:12 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Big shout out to my man Khalil Brown is on the line and on the phone. We're gonna get back to him. We're gonna see what he got going on and everything like that. I know he's been doing a lot of running around and stuff like that, you know, with this freeway Rick Ross movement. So we're gonna see if we can talk to him, see if he know any inside on the movie that's getting ready to come out. You know what I'm saying and everything. And like I say, we will be back in just 1 minute. You got the fat man up in here doing his damn thing. You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to all my big girls and my BBWs out there. Y'all need to give me a call. I ain't heard from y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because it's funny. You should call me anytime during any of the day. You know I'm going to make time for you, y'all. Let's go.
It's going to be one of them days. Peace within.
respect. Pickles.
Oh, Father, who art in heaven, quick gave me a beat. Now Pomona's on the set. Now, get your money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit? Mama tries, but it ain't no love like homie love, baby. I'm G-up and I'm crazy. And there's a mellow ghetto breeze on my ass, cause I'm banging. Don't wanna die, so I'm packing. And when I see my baby crying, I can't explain how it hits me. I'm trying to take responsibility. But see, in order for me to win, I gotta lose sometimes, baby. I know I'm wrong, but I'ma make it. Now I never hit a woman, nah, but I slap the shit out of her bitch. Why you bullshit? If you think with a little head, you get your little head, little trick. But I ain't going against the grain, not me, not even a little bit. Bet she didn't tell you she used to be my hoe, huh? Yeah, nigga, she's so that pussy for me and for more. Nah, you better take some of this nighttime stuffy icky head fever, so you can realize I'm trying to get rich real quick. Why you bullshit, medicine, nigga? She could be as lovely and pretty as I can be. Perm silkier than Charlotte's Web, waves deep as Redondo Beach. Tell her yes, huh? Get your money, why you bullshit? Baby, why you bullshit?
Now what's the problem, nigga? Well, what, your lady won't suck your dick? Cause for the very low, low price of $100, you can use my bitch. And if you act now, man, I'm throwing a hold out above your knob. She used to work down there at the sperm bank, so she got fired for drinking on the job. But you ain't knowing, giving baby your money be killing me. Letting that bitch disrespect you in front of your friends be killing me. Always giving that bitch some dick, killing me. Going through one ear, coming out the other, talking about you feeling me. Now, partner, tell me where my love at. Cause I'ma tell you where you're wrong at. I'll be in bed, I won't break. Not me, no matter. I'm broken in the Ten Commandments. Plus, I just walked the hole with some Stacey Adams. She not that. You broke, been broke, gon' be broke. Wanna see me broke, but please don't really though. Cause I tell a lie, she'll tell a lie. And then we'll sit there with a straight face and compliment each other on one another's lies. Now I can tell you 30 times how to pimp you a hoe. And I can tell you 30 more and you still won't know. You wanna overuse the pussy. Nigga, I'm trying to hit the news with the pussy. In a survey, it's estimated that 9 out of 10 men don't check their spouse. But sugar free, tell your pretty ass to get the fuck out.
And get my money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit? I get that, why you bullshit?
Bitch, come get your damn kids. You see them tearing up my shit. She's staring dead at their ass. It won't tell them to quit. Nah, I'll whoop their ass. Fuck waiting till baby turn her back. Let little man come sock me just again and try to run. He getting cracked. I want you, but I really don't need you, bitch. Cause all you do is eat, burp, and fuck, and talk that shit. And tell your kids I ain't they motherfucking daddy. What, your Medi-Cal expired? Cause they look like they been eating cats. And it don't cost a dime. I won't knock no pork chop off your plate if you don't knock one off of mine. Get a pimpin' partner, cause a hoe's gonna be a hoe for real. Quit jocking her cause you's a snack, she's looking for a meal. And I ain't trying to be your friend, bitch. Buddy, buddy, that's my partner, that nigga cool and all that shit.
I won't be afraid, I won't go astray. I feel like I weigh, I stay in my place. Please let me stay, I won't do my grave.
So how you wanna handle this? Baby, we'll dismantle this, and we blows you out like a candle trick.
And we blows you out like a candle trick. Now get your money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit?
Believe me,
I get down while you bullshit.
That's right.
Baby, why you bullshit?
The symbol for me.
The fuck around while you bullshit. Yeah. Kingpin, why you bullshit?
I dang.
Come on the town while you bullshit. That's where I'm from, why you bullshit?
The symbol for me.
Get your money while you bullshit.
Symbol with you.
Why you bullshit?
It ain't hard.
Why you bullshit?
In a real life, credit card.
Why you bullshit?
Yeah,
my money, baby. Why you bullshit?
Damn,
goddamn. Why you bullshit?
Sugar free.
Are you dead? Why you bullshit?
Sugar free.
Black gold.
Don't be bullshit.
King stand for life.
King stand for life. Oh.
Down in your butt, I'm like Tyson, that booty. I knock that ass down. Deep on that booty, girl, give me that, give me that. If I hit it once, you know that shorty coming back. It's all mine, connected online, respected at all times. Pushing a hard line, it's heartbreak, it's the gang, and we all on never off. I go hard, ho, never stop. I call shots cause I'm a boss. You ain't gotta ask who it belongs to. Back it up and put it on suit. Going hard is my strong suit. Have you screaming out suit with the wrong dude? Name check, had you butt naked waiting when I came back. Jay Susie, heartbreakers brought the bait back. Niggas thought I was playing every time I used to say that.
Why my fame, good D game. Bustin' so good, girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I talk shit, show the answer right back. I be on it like, who booty is it? Who booty is it? Who booty, who booty, who booty is it? Who booty is it? Who booty is it? Who booty, who booty, who booty is it?
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Wake your ass up, morning show coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, 7:24 a.m. out here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, John Hart. You know what I'm saying? Whose booty is it? And everything, you know what I'm saying? And shit, I, you know, when I'm hitting it and I'm saying, whose booty is it? Usually she says, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours, you know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to my man Mad Dog, Mad Dog, Madhouse Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? And everything is in the building. My man Ron Harris, he rolling with us this morning, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting it in, player, you know what I mean? I know the other morning, Monday morning, y'all heard my radio show. And everything, and I had went in on a DJ by the name of DJ So Hypey, and everything, and he's doing a movement right now called UnsignedHypeWorld.com. Okay, it doesn't have anything to do with Unsigned Hype Radio or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? After what I said on the radio show that day, I got a very quick response because, of course, you know me. I called every phone number that I could possibly find on him and everything to let him know that I was looking for him, et cetera, et cetera. I think I said something like I was going to cut his tongue out, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And to just, you know, to bring you guys and you know, because y'all know I'm going to keep it 600 with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Just to bring you guys up to date, you know. He did get in contact with me. We did talk, you know what I'm saying? He explained to me what he was doing and this, that, and the other about this UnsignedHypeWorld.com. We didn't fight. We didn't argue. We talked to each other like men, very respectfully, you know what I'm saying? And came to a conclusion. You know what I'm saying? Came to an agreement. We are due to meet this Thursday night at Casino's Lounge, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. Because the funny thing about it is we've been friends on Facebook for a while, and you know what I'm saying? So we need to make that connection and meet so we can talk and everything like that. But, you know, just to let you guys know, doing research on all of this, and everything on this Unsigned Hype shit. You know, of course, Unsigned Hype has been copyrighted for so many years in this city. And I think Unsigned Hype was copywritten by the Source Magazine first. You know, they are doing Unsigned Hype tours. It's just not with these whack-ass local motherfuckers. It's with major artists, okay? And he does these tours with these major artists such as, you know, Joe Buttons, Petey Pablo, you know what I'm saying, the people that you see on Love and Hip Hop out there in New York, and you'd be like, who is this motherfucker talking about here on tour? You know, that's what they do, these unsigned hype tours, you know, so it's kind of hard for me to trademark what I do. Both of us, it's kind of hard for us to trademark what I do. All we can do is respect each other in what we do, and instead of working against each other, we're going to work with each other. So just to let y'all know that I ain't looking for this nigga no more. You know what I'm saying? So all my East Side niggas, chill out. All my West Side niggas, chill out. You know what I'm saying? All my East Coast niggas, it's good. You know what I'm saying? We it's all good and shit. It's all love and everything like that. You know, he gonna support me. I'm gonna support him and everything. I just wanted to let everybody know publicly. Not biblically, but publicly, that it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all knew Fat Man was gonna get down to the bottom of it anyway. Y'all know I roar and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And I'll snap into that ass, but I'm gonna give you a chance to explain yourself and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna let you know why I'm snapping into that ass. You know what I'm saying? But I do encourage that. All Las Vegas artists and promoters and DJs, man, we got to get to know one another more better. You know what I'm saying? We got to get to know each other, you know what I mean, and everything. Because we got to definitely work together. If we're going to be out here networking and everything like that, we got to definitely, definitely, definitely work together. I got a guy on the line right now, man, that's been putting in a lot of work and been doing a lot of running around. I'm going to see if he's going to say a few words or something this morning. I got my man... Mr. Papa Dad on the line and said, what's going on, man? You wake your ass up. You up this morning?
Yeah, I'm up.
You said, I'm up. You sound tired, man. You've been grinding out on them T-shirts and on them CDs?
A little bit. You know, it's hard to sell out here when you ain't got no support, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. But we're not gonna give up because we're gonna get it out there and get it to the masses and this, that, and the other. So how's everything going, man? I know you right now you're working on a lot of stuff. You're working on another CD. You've done you've done two songs and a video since I've been gone, and I've been gone since since Thanksgiving and shit like that, man. You're just grinding it out, ain't you?
I love the music, man. I've been doing it my whole life.
Okay. And that's good, man. That's good. So listen, tell everybody where they could go download your music at and everything. I know you say you got the Freeway Rick Ross T-shirts popping right now and everything. You know, everybody can get them for them to be some nice stocking stuffers. You know what I'm saying, for the kids and everything like that. That believe in the real Rick Ross and this and the other. Tell them where they can find you at and where they can get that stuff.
Everybody know you can find me on Facebook, Khalil Brown. You know, SoundCloud, that's where my mixtape album at, due to Fat Man. It's called The Ghetto Hippie. And freeratemixtapes.com, and that's Papa Dad. So, you know what I'm saying, you can just get at me on my Twitter or my Facebook, and you can personally get those CDs and T-shirts from me.
Okay. What's your Twitter?
Khalil Brown.
Okay, because I know I got the invite for your Twitter and everything like that and stuff. So, well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. You got any? You got anything else lined up? What you getting ready for 2014?
You know, I got a lot of stuff lined up with you. So, you know, just to let the world know, I'm working with Fat Man and Rick Ross. I work with the best people. I work with legends. So. I'm waiting on you, man. You know, you're a busy person. I'm a busy person. I'm glad we connected, so it's time to hook it up.
Yeah. I know we got getting a lot of response from a lot of the stuff that you're doing, man. I got to give your hats off to you on your internet game and everything like that. You know, y'all see Khalil on the internet a lot. He's always pushing the product. He's always pushing his logo. He is always pushing unity and everything like that. I know you were talking about doing an event. We were talking about doing an event this month, man, giving back to the homeless and this, that, and the other, man. Kind of expound on that. I know you're a big advocate of supporting the homeless.
Oh, I love it, man. It just, if you believe in God, not to go religion, but, you know, we got to go religion sometime because that's why we're here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The Lord made us, so. I believe in my father, and you know what I'm saying, you got to look out for people that ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to have
right.
some things, and there's some people that's not blessed, so I have a good heart.
Right. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because I know for a fact, I've seen you pick up some people, some homeless people, take them to your house, feed them, things like that, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, man. And, you know, people kind of take that, you know, kind of take your kindness for weakness and everything like that. But I know you have a strong street ministry. Explain your Bible study show that you do every Sunday.
Yeah, every Sunday night at 8 o'clock, we do a 30-minute study show. You know what I'm saying? It's just 30 minutes. If you can't get the Lord 30 minutes of your time, something wrong. Like I said, I believe in my father. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you got to go religion. I mean, it ain't even a religion thing. If you're a child of God, it ain't no religion. You're just a child of God.
Right.
Ain't no Muslims. Ain't no Christians. If you're a child of God, it's one religion. So I believe
right.
in my father, and I'm trying to press that word out there, too. I'm trying to teach peace, the Lord's word, and unity and support.
Right. Right. Well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up and everything. Once again, man, tell them where they can find your music at.
You can find my music on SoundCloud, Khalil Brown, or Papa Dad. You can go to Facebook, Khalil Brown, or you can go to YouTube or Reverb Nation, Khalil Brown, or Papa Dad.
Okay, okay. And y'all can get all the Rick Ross T-shirts and everything and these CDs and get them for, you know, they make some nice, nice Christmas gifts, you know what I mean, and everything, y'all. So make sure y'all hit my man Khalil up, you know what I'm saying, or inboxing and stuff like that. And, of course, we are taking the donations for the toy drive, you know what I'm saying, and for our homeless rally, you know what I'm saying. So if you got any canned goods, old clothes, baby clothes, little kids' clothes, make sure you know get it me or get it my man Khalil. Inbox us and we'll make sure that the stuff gets picked up and everything, because every little bit helps. You know what I'm saying? Every little bit helps, and we just want to try and give back and make a difference for these holidays.
Yes, sir.
All right, Khalil,
all right,
man. I'm gonna put you on hold, man. And this and the other, we're gonna get back. Go get back and pay some more bills, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 7:35 from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Wake y'all ass up morning show, you know what I'm saying? We doing it real big. It's just talking to my man Khalil Brown, you know what I'm saying? He's been out here hustling for a long time. Man, been in the game for a long time, you know what I'm saying? I know I be saying that I'm not going to interact, the unsigned artists and stuff like that with the morning show, but sometimes we got to, because there are artists out there working in the communities and making a difference, you know what I'm saying? And he's definitely one of them, you know what I'm saying? And, we doing the damn thing. Of course, like I said, Fat Man and the Fat Boys got the toy drive going on right now, and we got the I'll be giving some more information on the big tattoo party coming up, you know what I'm saying, within the next week or so, you know what I mean? So that's going to be going down. So y'all make sure y'all ride with your boy Fat Man and this, that, and the other. We about to take this time to pay some bills, y'all. I'll be right back. Here's my man, Rich Homie Quan, y'all, feeling some type of way, y'all, here on the Morning Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
Think it's a game.
Okay, now let me be real, I know you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
When I get to bite on her ear, she make that Tyson face.
Don't look like that.
I drop down to my knees, thankful for life today.
Thank you, Lord.
No nap, this long sleep, hibernate.
Let go, let go.
I can tell if he 12,
yeah.
Right away.
Don't fuck
my title say. Me and my homie DJ Ho, he feel some type of way. She got a Georgia piece with her real end like a license plate. No rookie girl, Scott Cookie got me high today.
I smoke good.
I probably make more money in 6 months than what's in your papa say. Look like I robbed the bank. I said it all like 20 people cause I'm living single. I'm feeling cautious, I ain't scream when they serve up a penal. I heard he a leader, come follow my tribe today. I fucked him, now he heated, he feels some type of way. Don't know how to say, I ain't the hardy man
worth
it. Attention we pay, it's always a man lurking. No man perfect, but God in my head, I nod. Rick, homie, all my niggas been hustling, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the pay.
What's up, Dutch Boy Fat Man up in here? Wake your ass up for this show, 7:40 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We all feeling some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Earl O'Keeby. O'Keeby, I think so. You know what I'm saying? All the way out there in Johannesburg, Africa, y'all. We are making leaps and bounds, you know what I'm saying? And big shout out to my man Trevor Fate out there in London, you know what I'm saying? London, England, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, all these other morning radio shows need to step their motherfucking game up because Fat Man is definitely in the motherfucking building with the Wake Your Ass Up morning show, y'all. And in 2014, I am not going to be stopped. It is like I'm pulling out all the stops and this, that, and the other, really about to get in this game and make some shit happen and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Fat Man ain't getting no younger. I ain't no spring chicken no more. You know what I'm saying? But damn it, I can cook. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Shit, I may not be a spring chicken, but damn it, I'm well seasoned and I can cook. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I got to pat myself on the back for that shit. You know what I mean? So one thing I am getting ready to do is get back into the gym, start getting my health back together and stuff like that. I've taken a lot of time off, y'all. You know, in case y'all don't know, Fat Man has lost like over 300 pounds. You know what I'm saying? It's still losing. You know, I got to do a weigh-in this week and stuff like that and get myself together so I can, you know, I got a lot of traveling I'm doing. Of course, y'all know I do a lot of traveling and stuff like that. You know, me and Papa Dad got a lot of shows coming up. Fat City Playmates got a lot of things coming up. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to, Miss Jackson out there. You know what I'm saying? And big shout-out to Miss Jasmine out there. You know, she on her way to work to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, sweetie, do your damn thing. You know what I mean? And we about to get it in. You know, Fat City Playmates is about to really make a big dent in this shit. You know what I'm saying? With the lingerie and everything getting ready to come out. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just stay tuned. But like I said, I'm getting ready to get back in the gym, and you know, I got a couple of recipes for new favorite roast chicken. All right, you know, for all you people out there, one thing about losing weight is getting your metabolism up and everything. You know what I'm saying? So you can burn calories, burn fat. You want your body to be a fat eating machine. You want to burn fat, get up in the morning. I stress and I keep stressing this. Get a healthy sex life, and you will burn more calories than you ever thought that you could, okay? You know what I'm saying? And we got, you know, I'm going to post the recipe up on my wall and shit. It's a roasted chicken with celery root and red onions, okay? You know what I mean? And, you know, if you're making, you know, just a 15-minute dinner. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we're coming in from work and coming in from what we're doing, and the kids is hungry because a lot of us are single parents, you know what I'm saying, doing the damn thing. and we need something that we can cook real quick and feed the family and still be healthy, health conscious, and still get all the nutrition that we need. You know what I'm saying? It says we're always looking for new ways to roast a chicken. Not only does the result turn out beautifully, but it makes an elegant meal that feeds your whole family. You know, this is what I'm trying to stress to everybody. Today I'm roasting we're going to roast a bird. It's unexpectedly, but incredibly delicious. The ingredients of celery root is heavy vegetables. It may look a little odd, but it breaks through its dense layer to uncover the delightful crisp core, okay? If you love roasting your chicken, potatoes, you know, you'll adore this recipe. Roasted celery root becomes crunchy on the outside and silky on the inside, just like traditional spuds, okay? And start your ovens, because get ready, because we're roasting tonight. That's what I'm talking about, you know, a nice roasted chicken. You got to learn to eat right and light, everybody, but you got to want it, you know what I'm saying? Fat man can't make you do it. Can't nobody make you do it. But you gotta want it. You gotta want it. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna make sure that we're getting our health together. Of course, tonight we launch Thick Nation Radio, the Thick Nation Radio evening show. So of course, check out your boy Fat Man this evening on the Thick Nation Radio show, coming to you live again, once again from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to get it in. Big shout-out to all my big girls, all my BBWs out there putting in work, doing their damn thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn. It's like Joker's starting to go, damn, Fat Man, them big girls, man, they be looking good. Yeah, no shit. Nigga, you damn right they look good. This is fucking, you know, look here. It's more to a big, you know, it's more to a BBW woman than just the outer exterior. You have to get to know the inner exterior. You know, if you've never touched a big girl, if you've never made love to a big girl, if you've never kissed one, if you've never dated one, you know what I'm saying? If you've never sat out and talked and got into the mindset of a plus-size black woman, white woman, Asian, and this and the other, then you're missing out. You know what I'm saying? You're on the outside looking in. Instead of admiring from afar, why don't you introduce yourself and admire up close? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all got to get in the game. You know what I'm saying? Get in the game. Don't sit out there and not get in the game. We got one of our top hopes for for 2013. I mean, boy, y'all be uncovering some shit and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And they got a lot of this stuff that, you know, they say, you know, Bigfoot crossings and, you know, true or false Loch Ness Monster surfaces again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, y'all need to quit. You know, 2013 is on its way out. I am glad it is time to get ourselves together for the new year. You know what I'm saying? Get your plan right. Get your mind right and stuff like that. Like they say, the big shout out to my man Khalil Brown. You know, like you say, Jesus is coming back. Get your house in order. Get yourself in order. We all may not be perfect. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be perfect. But I'm going to have to make sure that I have my things in order. You know what I'm saying? Because I make sure that, I honestly feel that I'm a child of God, and me and God got a special relationship. He understands me, and I understand him very well, and I don't disrespect him in no shape or form whatsoever. I try to be a vessel and help spread his word like we all should be. You know what I'm saying? We all should be spreading God's word, peace and unity, and trying to work together. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my man Khalil Brown. Y'all make sure y'all check out his Bible study show every Sunday on at 8:30. I'm gonna get him to post that up on my wall and stuff, so you guys can start getting a little taste of the, you know, get some word in your life. Ain't nothing wrong with a little word in your life. Yeah, I know you want to smoke that Kush and you want to sit and have that drink, but you always make some time for the man upstairs, because he's made time for us. He died on the cross for us. You know what I'm saying? Amen? Amen? He died on the cross for us? All right, then. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. You know, in our political news today about our president, Obama, in speech to focus on income disparities, okay? I hope I pronounced that right. In Washington, amid public doubts over his stewardship of the economy, President Obama is putting a renewed focus on the income gap between rich and poor. As he puts as he pushes for shorter-term congressional action and begins settling the domestic agenda for the remainder of his presidency. Okay, I don't know what the fuck that means, but it's like, you know, he's thinking on some other shit. Now, the president plans to deliver an address Wednesday to urge his case that income equality and wage stagnation are threatening upward mobility and retirement security. The speech comes amid growing national and international attention to economic disparities. I hope I pronounced that right, okay, from the writings of Pope Francis to protests of fast food workers in the U.S. You know, so in other words, he's saying he wants to raise minimum wage and this, that, and the other. You know, how in the fuck you going to bring together the upper class, the rich and the poor? This is what he's, you know, he wants to renew the focus on the income gap between rich and poor. Okay, what the fuck? I mean, to focus on the income gap, motherfucker. The fuck you mean focus on the income gap? Shit. First of all, it ain't enough motherfucking jobs. That's a focus on the income gap. Minimum wage is still what? Minimum wage just went up to what? $7.50, shit like that, or $8 now. How long we been trying to get minimum wage up to? You know, to where a person can make some money and shit like that. There's people that get minimum wage that still suffer, you know, with their rent. They're still struggling. They're struggling from paycheck to motherfucking paycheck. You know what I'm saying? So I hear you where you're coming from, Obama, but, you know, now, my nigga, you starting to talk in motherfucking circles and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, my nigga, clean this shit up. You know what I'm saying? You got the right, the means, and you got everybody's attention. You got everybody's back and everything like that. I know it's so much you could do, but, you know, damn it, damn. Sometimes you got to take charge, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you got to you got to take charge, man. You got to take charge and do your damn thing, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know how the fuck he's going to bridge the gap between rich and poor. You want to bridge the gap between rich and poor? Legalize fucking marijuana. Put a tax on the shit. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Quit tripping on some of this shit that's going on out here in America. Government, underground government, FBI, feds, and all that. Y'all been fucking up for the longest. They've been fucking up the world and everything, and Congress and all of that for the longest. And you got these other states. You got places overseas that are more liberal about certain commercials that's being played on TV than they are over here in America. We get offended by shit, but we want to be the top dog and shit. You know what I'm saying? And now you got the president talking to crazy how he gonna bridge the motherfucking gap. Let's make it to where everybody can get a decent job and make some motherfucking money. That's bridging the gap. Let's lower some of these fucking taxes and get a couple of more tax breaks because we're Americans. We've been over here working and shit like that there, you know, but you let these immigrants and motherfuckers sneak over the border and all that shit and this and the other and come over here and you give them the luxuries of the world off of one Social Security number. But a motherfucker that's been here born and raised and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? You give us the fucking blues. You won't let us start our own business. They make it hard. It's still racism in America today, just trying to get your own business started. So if you want to bridge the gap between that shit, it's a whole lot of other bullshit you're going to have to clean up first. And that comes from communication. And that comes from communities communicating with one another. Instead of taking from our communities, we need to give back to our communities and make a difference. Stimulate our local businesses. Support the little man. Support the small businessman. When you go out this weekend and buy your toys and buy Christmas gifts and stuff, stop at that little man's store. Or support your local, support your local hustle man or whatever, you know. Khalil Brown got the T-shirts jumping off. I'm about to have the lingerie jumping off. You're going to have to learn how to support each other. You know what I'm saying? To stimulate our own economy, our own pockets. You know what I mean? To make us get up on our hustle. Yo, you got your boy Fat Man. It's 6:53 a.m. out here, y'all. I appreciate y'all listening to me. I'm going to get off my soapbox now. and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow morning. I'll be back with some more nigga news and Tara Tara. Maybe we can get London, England to call in tomorrow. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I've been enjoying y'all, riding with y'all. I am back in Vegas, y'all. 2013 is on the way out. Let's get our asses ready for 2014 and make a difference this year. Everybody that's got shit on their back, everybody that's been dealing with something, everybody that's been carrying that weight on your back, it's time to get rid of that shit. It's time to get rid of that shit and stand up and hold your head up high and walk and be who you are and be who you be, whether it be man, woman, or beast. It's time to stand up and make a stand. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow is not promised to you. So make a difference for today. Make today count. Every day should count for something. You should accomplish something every day. I don't give a damn if it's a phone call to somebody that you haven't talked to in a couple of years. Difference. Try and make accomplishments. Small steps. Baby steps. Baby steps turn into giant steps. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to dream, dream big. Don't dream half-ass. Don't settle. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it 600. White man ain't settling for shit. He getting what the fuck he want. Spanish man ain't settling for shit. He getting out there getting what the fuck he want, and this, that, and the other. Black man, we too busy arguing with one another and everything, and not working together like these other people are, these other races are. That go for black women, too. You know what I'm saying? Working together in the household and things like that. It's time to take care of business, America. Wake your ass up. It is time to take care of business, America, my black Americans, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. I appreciate you rolling with me. I'm about to get the hell up out of here. Love, peace, hair grease, and chicken fried shit, too. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. Take care of each other, y'all. Be nice to one another. Respect one another. And sometimes just take the time to say hi to one another. You don't know what saying hi to somebody and a smile just might change their day. You know what I'm saying? So to all my hustlers out there, you know what I'm saying, and everybody, you keep it tipping, you know what I'm saying, because we still going to be tipping on this end. I'll holler at y'all. One love, man. Yeah.
Still ballin' in the mix. It's that 6'6 long dick slim nigga stickin' your chick. Pullin' tricks, looking slick at all times when I'm flippin'. Bar sippin', car dippin', Grant Wood grain grippin'. Still tippin' on still tippin' on four rappin', four rappin', four rappin', four hoppin', the no hackin', the no packin', four blowin' on that endo. GameCube, Nintendo, 5% tint, so you can't see up in my window. These niggas don't understand me, cause I'm ball tall, gon' candy. Top down at Maxis with a big Glock 9 handy. Pieced up, creased up, stand dressed to impress. Big boss belt buckle under my Michelin S. Oh, Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalade. When I'm riding freewheel, sliding like a escapade. I got it made, the big boss of the north. Ain't shit changed, I still represent what's your house, huh?
I'm tipping, wood grain, I'm gripping. Catch me lane switching with the paint dripping. Turn your neck and your day ain't missing. Me and Slim, we ain't tripping. I'm figure flipping and sir sipping. Like do or die, I'm pole pimping. Car stop, rims keep spinning. I'm flipping, drop with invisible tops. Hose bob with my drop, step out. I'm shaking the block with 418s. Candy green with 11 screens. My gasoline always supreme. Got Dodo the brand with a pantaline. It tastes grinding to be a king. It tastes grinding to be a king. First round drop piece coming. Who is Mike Jones coming? Slap shining with the grilling woman. Slap shining with the grilling woman. I'm Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike
Mike Jones, the one and only, you can't clone me. Got a lot of haters and a lot of homies, some friends and some phony. Back then, hoes didn't want me, now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me, now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me, now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me, now I'm hot, hoes all on me.
People's champ, my chain light up like a lamp, cause now I'm back with
snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Show off your hat, show off your tats. Show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos. Nice whip, fly chick,
all that is casual.
Okay, now snapbacks and tattoos. Rap fact, I'm that dude. My backpack got cash that I make an ass clap like tap shoe. I'm international, y'all niggas bad new. I pass through, fresh to death, you now enter swag school. Ladies holding kisses, swagger code and sickness. Team Dricky tatted on them, cause they ass is so ridiculous. And the Mozzie paparazzi, man, they can't control the pictures. New M.O.B. tat, screaming money over bitches. My clothes and tats, they all custom though.